Aircheckdownloads.com.
This is Pirate FM. I'm going to tell you why words were said in my house yesterday afternoon which cannot be said on the radio. After we get on a chap who has spent 2 months now at the top of the UK chart show, will he make it 9 weeks? Find out Sunday from 4 here at Pirate. It's Ed Sheeran.
Every time you come around.
This is Pirate FM. So last weekend, I made the decision that I was going to decorate my spare bedroom. And I decided to do it myself. Friend helped me a little bit as well. But went to get the paint first of all. Decided on grey, because grey's kind of in at the moment, isn't it? So I went for Manhattan grey. Bought a tin, everything was going well. Needed more paint, went back to the shop, bought more Manhattan grey. And that's an achievement in itself when you manage to get the same colour again, because you walk in and there's like 400 different shades of grey. Definitely more than 50, that's for sure. So walk out with Manhattan grey, I think, yes, brilliant. Another tin of this, job done. Wasn't until the paint dried that I noticed some of the walls were looking different. And it turns out the second tin of paint that I bought, it was the same colour, but it was a different type. So the first type I bought was matte. The second type I bought was, I don't know what it was called, soft sheen or something like that. Anyway, the walls were shiny. Who wants shiny walls anyway? So that was a bit of a faff. And then I googled it, and then I discovered that you couldn't paint matte back over soft silk or soft sheen or whatever it was called. So then I had to go and spend 15-odd quid on primer. So then the walls are getting painted white over the grey that I've already painted. I was thinking, this is a waste of money. All because of my stupidness. So then I went back to the shop again and bought more mats, painted over the primer, and I think we're just about there. And then yesterday, I was taking the masking tape off, right? And the masking tape is taking all the paint off the, what do you call it, the coving? I'm not DIY-minded. You know, the bit between the top of the wall and the ceiling, that bit? It's taking all the paint off of that. So I'm like, I'm just going to leave it. I'm like four coats in now. I mean, you know, my new double bed that I'm buying for the room won't be able to fit in the room soon. I'll only be able to fit in a single, the amount of paint that I've been slapping around the place. Have you had any DIY fails? Let me know this morning on the text 63103. Start your message with the word pirate. Here's Craig David. Fill me in. Luckily, I haven't had to get the polyfiller out. That'll probably be the next thing. After my spectacular paint-buying fail, trying to do up the spare room, I want to know about any DIY fails you've had recently, or, well, whenever, really. Let me know on the text this morning, 63103. Start your message with the word pirate. I want to say morning to Dave. He said, hi, Scott. I tried to mount a TV on the wall. It was a stud wall. I ended up making about 10 different holes, quite large holes. Finally managed to get the TV up, or so I thought. Came home, TV was on the floor with all the cables. Oh no, was the TV damaged? What a nightmare. Kath says, I painted some French doors on a wardrobe. All right, so the doors with the slats in. It was going really well until I realised I had stripy clothes, the same colour I'd painted the doors. You didn't take the clothes out of the wardrobe first. Oh, no. See you coming a mile off, Kath. Looking like a zebra. Any DIY fails, let me know this morning on the text 63103. Stick Pirate at the start of your message. We'll get the latest on the roads in just a sec. Pirate FM.
Breakfast with Truro and Penwith College.
If you were hoping for the secret sound around about this time, it's all over. Earlier in the week, Wayne in Penzance. Correctly identified, that was the changing of an ink cartridge on a printer. 2,040 quid winging its way to Wayne. Well done. Enjoy your winnings. The secret sound will return. We'll give you the details after the bank holiday weekend here at Pirate FM. Want to say hi to Kevin and the team at Nice Baps Cafe on the A39 just outside Weybridge. Over the years, he's been saying no to large coffee chains who have been offering more and more cash to buy his popular site just off the road. The latest bid has apparently been for £750,000. Kev said, nope, No thanks. Love my job. Love my cafe. He says some things are more important in life than money. Being happy in your job is one of them. He said, I also love meeting new customers every single day. Nice, Kevin. Nice. Long may it continue. Have yourself a good weekend. This is Pirate.
Aircheckdownloads.com.